Hello, Radioland. Welcome to the CPF Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. The CPF Radio Hour is brought to you by the Cary Playwrights Forum. You can learn more about our nonprofit organization at caryplaywrightsforum.org. This play was made possible through a collaboration between the CPF Radio Hour and the Greensboro Playwrights Forum. The Forum is a talented group of writers, directors, and actors based out of Greensboro, North Carolina. If you are a dramatic writer living in North Carolina, or if you want to get involved, search for Greensboro Playwrights Forum on Facebook and ask to join the group and stay current on upcoming events and meetings. There's no problem with your speaker system. What you're about to listen to is a radio transmission from a woman desperate to find survivors left on Earth. She has no one to keep her company. Well, no one human, anyway. This is Beth Richards. This is the apocalypse. This is O Rapture, Up Yours.
Hello? Can anyone hear me? Is there anyone out there?
My name is Beth Richards, and apparently I'm the last human being alive on Earth. The rapture occurred exactly 7 years and 93 days ago, and the world became a place inhabited by the dead.
We prefer the term previously dead, thank you.
Why do you insist on eating real food? You know your digestive system doesn't work anymore.
Because worms and beetles are disgusting. Hello, fellow survivors. Hopefully there are some of you. I'm Rob, newly resurrected from the dead. And although Beth may disagree, I think this rapture thing is awesome!
Of course you think it's awesome. There are thousands of dead people walking around enjoying some semblance of life after death. You're not the last of your kind.
Oh, you know you're happy your best friend is somewhat alive and kicking again. Admit it, you missed me.
I am happy you're back, but I'd feel better if you never got behind the wheel of a car again.
Hey, that tree jumped out in front of me. It wasn't my fault. Besides, I don't think I can actually die twice. But you can die if you go out in this hailstorm.
Close the door! And stop distracting me. I'm trying to transmit an important message. So, the dearly departed came back to life, including Rob, my esteemed friend here, which is good, as the Earth's atmosphere became a whirling mass of noxious, acidic fumes, making the planet uninhabitable for humankind. We know this. Because of what happened to Fluffy.
Meow.
One mere minute of exposure anthropomorphized her. We're not sure how she survived at all, but she was left horribly scarred and mentally deficient.
Meow.
Luckily, I'm able to survive off of Rob's scavenging and the enduring power of artificial preservatives. Unfortunately, our other roommate isn't anywhere near as useful.
Hey! Who ate the last package of shrimp ramen noodles? And don't tell me they all taste the same. These beef noodles are disgusting.
I don't see you going out to forage in the wild.
Don't start, you two. Care to introduce yourself, Jesus?
Sure, okay. I'm Jesus Christ. Who exactly am I talking to?
I'm trying to raise the living that remain. Surely there are more survivalists out there.
And what is wrong with the dead? We can be just as interesting as the living.
Of course you can. You're just slightly unappetizing is all. So, just to clear up any confusion, Jesus has been living with us for the past 6 months, eating our dwindling supply of food, lounging around the house, pretty much doing nothing. When exactly is the second coming going to take place?
The second coming is already here. I'm here, back on Earth.
Yes. But when are you actually going to do something other than bumming off of our hospitality?
I have done something. I found you, remember? Together we will defeat the Antichrist.
Oh, right. I'm humanity's last hope. But look around. How many humans do you see?
Hey, I'm human. Well, I'm dead human. But human nevertheless.
I can't be the only non-believer left in the world. The entirety of the living population suddenly became devout believers, leaving me as the lone sinner. I don't buy it. There should be many more blasphemers left behind in this wasteland.
It's prophecy. the lone brave warrior woman teaming up with the handsome hero to overcome evil and rid the world of darkness.
A narcissist deity. Whoever would have thought.
Hey, what about me?
Oh yes, you're in it too. The rotting dead man who provides comedic support. Like last week. Remember how hard we laughed when your ear fell off?
I don't think we were all laughing. When exactly will this Antichrist show up?
Oh, I have no idea. He's not exactly reliable.
So, dear listeners, Jesus tells us, prophecy states, that I will destroy the Antichrist and bring light and peace back to our world. Whatever that means. What exactly is the Antichrist like?
He's hard to describe. He's the opposite of me, I guess you'd say.
In other words, he's a contributing member of society.
Oh, ouchies.
I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm going a little stir-crazy here, endlessly waiting for something to happen.
It looks like you've got your wish. I believe he has arrived.
Oh no, I'm not ready. What do I do? How do I kill this thing?
You're ready. You're the strongest person I know, not to mention the smartest. You've got this.
You're right. I can do this. Bring it on, big guy.
There's something I have to tell you, Beth. I've always loved you.
I've always loved you too, my brave heroine.
Jesus, you've only known me for 6 months. And you, does this have anything to do with me being the only woman left alive and bodily intact on Earth? We'll talk about this later.
Smooth move there, Casanova.
Me? What about you?
Gentlemen, meet Mr. What should I call you?
AC would be fine. It's my nickname, after all. How do you do?
Don't fall for his charm and manners. This creature is evil personified. Destroy him!
But he's so polite. It would be downright rude of me.
He's just getting into your head, fooling you with what you desire the most.
My lovely lady, do not believe his words of trickery. I promise you, I am the epitome of sincerity.
Oh, that was romantic.
This is what you want? A nice guy? Are you kidding me? I thought you were into bad boy types. That's why I bought that ridiculous sports car I didn't know how to drive. And that's why I crashed that ridiculous sports car. Because I didn't know how to drive it. I died to get your attention, for Christ's sake. Yeah, no offense, guys.
None taken.
But you're back now. Your resurrection certainly got my attention.
Not the kind of attention I was looking for. When a guy rises from his grave and spends every day of the next 7 years wandering this stinking cesspool of a world to provide for your every need, the least he could get is a kiss on the cheek.
But your cheek is kind of decayed. I can actually see teeth through it.
Stop this little lover spat right now. Thus is my will commanded, and thus shall my will be obeyed.
I will not have you raise your voice to me in my own house. Show some respect.
Yes, Jesus, it's very presumptuous of you to go exerting your will over these poor humans. How dare you proclaim to know the contents of this young lady's mind?
Oh, you're smooth, buddy. But if anyone knows Beth's mind intimately, it's me.
Excuse me, I can speak for myself. You know, the division of labor around this place could be a little more even, Jesus. As in you lifting a finger every now and then to help replenish our meager supplies.
And that's probably all it takes, isn't it? Merely lifting a finger while I have to trudge through all the filth and despair? Typical.
I think we should institute a chore chart.
Oh, God, no! Not a chore chart! Is this the tendril of doubt he's placed into your head? My worthiness as a roommate and world savior?
If the shoe fits.
He did mention that you have a tendency to be a bit lazy, and I have to agree that we should all be putting an equal effort into the maintenance of our residence. Even Fluffy.
But here's the thing. I'm not on the lease. I'm here to save the world. To save the future of all mankind. not to wash dishes and vacuum.
Cleanliness is next to godliness. Try to act the part at least.
Oh, shut up. He always does this. He uses his smarmy ways to win people over to his side, whispering words of insinuation in your ears to make you doubt my virtue.
To be fair, I hardly had to say anything at all this time. Just a few pointed remarks about the state of this house and that peculiar smell.
Ah, I'm sorry. I think that's me. Rotting flesh smells horrendous.
You're supposed to follow me! Be on my side! I'm the good guy! I care about your salvation! He doesn't!
Would you have us follow you blindly with no judgment or preconceptions?
Yes, that's how this works! If you don't trust me on my own merit, at least follow your cat's lead! Animals have a very keen sense of a person's true character.
Get her off!
What are you doing? Down it! The batteries died. Good thing you found some more. I think it's back on. Hello? Hello, can anyone hear me? We have good news.
We defeated the Antichrist. Look outside. That swirling vortex of destruction is gone. The sun is out.
Technically, our cat defeated the Antichrist. She was the lone heroine. Who's a good girl who is here for love?
That was the weirdest shit I've ever seen. Oh, are you okay, Jesus?
I think he's stunned.
The world savior. What a joke. Afraid of a little cat. Jeez, Fluffy, you bit my finger off! Freaking mutated cats.
It's okay. We can super glue it back on.
Oh, you're holding my hand.
I'm really happy we survived the rapture together. Well, I did anyway. You maybe not so much, but you're back! Here, with me.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Come on. Now that it's safe out there, let's go scrounging from our batteries so we can keep this transmittal going. We're bound to reach more survivors eventually. And we need to get Fluffy a little treat. She deserves it.
Meow. It was a little anticlimactic, wasn't it?
It was. But maybe the big action will come later tonight.
Oh. Oh.
What the hell happened here?
That was O Rapture Up Yours, an audio play by Carrie Hobson. Starring at tonight's show were Sierra Smith as Beth, Nat Conti as Rob the Zombie and Fluffy the Mutated Cat, Bob O'Connell as Jesus, and Jason Christ as AC. Sound effects and editing by Christian O'Neill. This has been the Carrie Playwrights Forum Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. Good night, and break a leg.